Nestled across 600 acres of countryside in the Kettle Moraine State Forest, you'll find a slice of Wisconsin history that takes you back to the 19th century. This year, Old World Wisconsin marks its 50th anniversary as a place for restoring and preserving historic cabins and buildings and telling the stories of the people who lived in them. Over the past half century, the site has expanded to add more buildings along with hands-on immersive history with experiences like blacksmithing and beer brewing. Here to help take us back to the 1800s and showcase how preservation efforts have evolved, we have Old World Wisconsin director Doug Rainey. Doug, thanks for joining us.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Rob.
Well, Old World Wisconsin helps us learn about history. It also has a history. Can you tell us the origin story? Take us back 50 years to the birth of Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really an amazing story. The story began really in the 1960s. When a Wisconsin architect by the name of Richard Perrin, he noticed that many of the state's early immigrants' homes and farms and community buildings were fast disappearing. And Perrin believed that these early buildings really needed to be preserved and protected. And so he found a fellow preservation fan in Hans Kreuther. He also believed in saving these original buildings. And at the same time, the Wisconsin Historical Society was exploring the idea of creating a living history museum that would tell the story of immigrant communities across the state. And so they all teamed up together, and the idea of Old World Wisconsin was born.
It born and it grew. Can you compare the experience of Old World Wisconsin now to those early days? What do we see now versus then?
Yeah, after years and years of planning, and they opened up Old World Wisconsin officially on June 30th of 1976. So it was in conjunction with the bicentennial at that particular point. Now, they had 8,000 to 12,000 visitors that were there during the opening celebration, and they had just a few buildings, on site and that were in different states of construction. I think only about four were completed at that particular point. Now we have over 60 plus buildings across 600 acres here in the Kettle Moraine Forest.
And how many visitors do you tend to get there nowadays?
Our visitation for the entire year is about 60 to 70,000 people per year. And that includes families and schools and guests that come from all over the state and all over the country.
You mentioned these are original buildings. These are not models or, reconstructions of what they might have been like. These are the original things. What does it take to build, something an immigrant family might have built by hand 80 years before moving? What does it take to bring that from point A to point B?
Yeah, the majority of our buildings are original. And so, in other words, they were taken apart or they were separated and moved here to the site. We do have a few reconstruction here on site. So for example, the Wheelman's Club. We also have, of course, our brand new visitor center, the Brew House. Those are reconstructions. But a lot of our buildings, especially across the site in the homesteads, are actual original buildings from the original time that they were built.
And right, for removing these, what kind of painstaking work? I assume it's you take it apart, you label all the parts so you can put it back together again. It's a little trickier than an IKEA fix.
Yeah, one of the best examples of that is actually the general store that is located in Crossroads Village. And that was built in 1876 by Griffin Thomas. That building was painstakingly taken apart stone by stone by stone. And each of those stones were numbered. And if you look really closely around that particular building, oftentimes you can actually, in certain places, still see some of those numbers. When they brought it back to the site, it was put back together painstakingly following those directions and following those numbers.
And what kind of things do we learn about not just the buildings, but the people who lived in them, all the different immigrants who experienced 19th century life in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think that's what's so amazing is the stories. It's the story of the building, the architecture that's involved with creating those particular buildings, but of course the story of the immigrants that lived in those particular buildings. And, our wonderful interpreters and facilitators do a great job of really giving visitors here the context for those particular stories. And oftentimes our visitors that come now find themselves in those stories and maybe in their family stories.
Doug Rainey is with us, director of Old World Wisconsin. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of Old World Wisconsin this year and some new looks, new facilities there. Doug, you mentioned that Welcome Center, a big part of that expansion. What does that add to the visitor experience?
Yeah, we really wanted to make sure that we improve the visitor welcome experience. We've been calling it the arrival experience. And that really has remained unchanged for about 50 years. And so right around 2010, as many people know, we had a tornado that went through Eagle here, and it took down a tremendous amount of trees. Luckily, it did very little damage to the actual site and to the structures on the site. But it really opened up, especially the area around what would become the green or the welcome area for the site. And that really started this idea working in about 2017 to 2020 to really start to look at what the welcome experience or the arrival experience could be. So we created a brand new brew house that was opened in 2022. And then related to that, we opened the Whitnables a tavern. And that was opened in May of 2025, along with the corresponding beer garden. That surrounding the green, along with the Clausing Cafe and Event Center, barn, and the new Welcome Center, really creates this one-of-a-kind welcome experience for our guests.
The brew house, it features for the anniversary a historic recipe called Old World Wisconsin Gold. What's the story behind that recipe?
Yeah, so that's the actual 1948 Schlitz brand or recipe. And in that particular case, we worked with the Wisconsin Brewing Company to develop our 50th anniversary brew.
And there's also, I understand, some blacksmithing going on. I'm always a sucker for that. Tell us about that part of the experience.
Absolutely. So a lot of activity happens in all of our different areas. But in Crossroads Village, we have the blacksmith shop. And this shop is a phenomenal place. It's one that many of our visitors love to go to and they talk a lot about. And in that particular case, the blacksmith shop was built in 1886. And it really was, the actual building was built to replace the original shop, which, and the house and barn that was actually burnt down in a fire from the original owner. And it's an area where individuals can come in. Oftentimes we get at least one forge. We have two forges and can get them up and going. And people love the activity, love the opportunity to get involved with the blowers and actually help our blacksmiths do their work. Also, the opportunity to get something using the time tokens from the blacksmith shop, along with 4 Mile House and also the general store.
Going back to the houses, how much are you able to learn about the history of those houses and the actual families that lived in them versus, you know, this is a generic Scandinavian family home? What? How much can you tell about the people who were in those houses?
A great deal. With of obviously the development of Old World Wisconsin, we have old records, records not only of the buildings themselves, but the individuals that lived in those buildings. And so we have an awful lot of information. And Jennifer Melka, who is our collections specialist, does a fantastic job of categorizing that and working and saving those particular records. In fact, as part of the 50th anniversary, we have developed a 50th exhibit, anniversary exhibit, and that is located in the Luska House, and visitors that come to the site can experience that as part of their exploration time here when they visit.
And Doug, as we wrap up, what do you see as the value for people today of having this window into our state's past?
I think individuals have an opportunity to explore what it was like to live in the past. What I really love is to watch families come here and them be multi-generational. And actually, there's kids, grandkids, grandparents, sometimes even great-grandparents. And to watch that interaction, watch that communication and those stories, not only our stories, but their family stories, come out. And, you know, some of those individuals might have actually used some of the objects or experienced some of the actual buildings that we have here on site when they were kids. And to watch them share that with their family and their grandkids is really super special.
Doug, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Doug Rainey is the director at Old World Wisconsin. We've been talking about Old World Wisconsin turning 50 this year and efforts to preserve the state's history.